Bezras Hashem is Barech the Daf for Erev Yom Kadosh V'Tar, Erev Yom HaKippurim, Tavshin Ayin Dalet is Pei in Meseches Psachim. We're going to pick up seven lines from the bottom because there is a tremendous amount in the Avodas Hayom. We will forego the Hakdama and we will jump right into the Gemara, seven lines from the bottom. Itmar Eiver She'en Alav Kizayis Basar B'Makom Zev Yesh Alav Kizayis Basar B'Makom Acher. If there is a limb, we're discussing in our sugya on Pei Dalet, the prohibition of breaking a bone of the Karban Pesach. And the rule is that the Isser of Shviras Etzem only applies to an Aver that has Basar on it. But what happens if it has it on one place, the limb has meat on one area but not on the other, and he breaks it in the area where there's no basar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yesh Bo Mishum Shvir Setzim. Shimon Lakish Amar Ein Bo Mishum Shvir Setzim. Rabbi Yochanan holds there is the Yisur D'Araisa. Rish Lakish disagrees. Eiswer Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Ve'etzim L'Sish Uvo Echad Eitzim She'esh Lov Kizayis Basar Ve'echad Eitzim She'ein Lov Kizayis Basar. It doesn't need a Kizayis. My Ein Lov Kizayis Basar Ilay Med Ein Lov Kizayis Basar Klau. If it doesn't have a kizayis, and my yesh bo mishum shvir setzim, why would it be prohibited? It's not a significant amount of ochel on basar on the bone to be chayiv. Elav hachikam echad eitzim sheish lov kizayis basar makum zeh veechad sheein lov kizayis basar makum zeh. There isn't a kizayis in this place. Yesh lov kizayis b'makum acher, but there is a kizayis in another place. So we see, like Rabbi Yochanan, if that was the way to read the brisa. Amalei Rish Lakish will say back, Loi, Hachi Kamer, Echad Eitzim She'esh Lov Kizayis Basar Mibachutz, Echad Eitzim She'ein Olav Kizayis Basar Mibachutz, V'yesh Olav Kizayis Basar Mibifnim, B'makum Shvira. If the marrow inside is a Kizayis, that's what the Bryce is bringing out, that you're Chayiv. You're right, that if there is no Basar on there, we learned that the Halach is that you're not going to be Chayiv. And if in that area there isn't a Kizayis Basar, according to Rish Lakish, you're also not going to be Chayiv. The Braisa seemed to say, as Rabbi Yochanan had understood it, that even if the Kizayis Basar is not in this area where he broke it, it's still part of the prohibition. No, that's not what the Braisa was saying. The Braisa was saying, if it's not on the outside, but in the inside, you're going to be Chayiv. But Tanya, Rashi says, B'nichusa, that we're bringing a Raya, V'etzim L'sish B'rubay, Echad Etzim She'esh Bo Moach, V'echad Etzim She'en Bo Moach. Whether there's an Eitz that has marrow, or whether there is an Eitz, Etzem, excuse me, a bone, which doesn't, you're going to be chayv. Umani mekayim v'ochlas habasar zlalu hazeh bebasar shal gabe etzem, that the halacha only applies to meat that's on a bone. Oeinu elo bebasar shebesoch etzem. Umani mekayim v'etzem l'sishuvo, be'etzem she'en bo moach, avo be'etzem she'esh bo moach, shover v'ochel. There, in order to be able to eat the meat, you're allowed to break. Val titama, and don't be surprised that you're breaking the bone. Shere yavi asay to eat the va'achlas abasar v'yidchalos asay to, and it tells you to violate the lav asay dochalos asay. Here you're allowed to break the bone. The brisa continues. Kishuaymer ve'etzem al yishrubo bepesach sheni. When it says etzem al yishrubo in the parsha Pesach Sheni, Shein Tam Lomer, why do we need that? Sharei kvar nemar b'chol kichol chukas ha-Pesach yasu also, that you need to follow all of the rules of the Karban Pesach. Havi omer echad etzem she'esh bo moach ve'echad etzem she'ein bo moach. It's telling you that the prohibition applies to a bone that has marrow inside, as well as bone without marrow inside, if it has meat on the outside. Now what do we see from this brisa? We see from the Braisa that there is an Isser to break a bone with marrow. However, in a case of where you're trying to get to the marrow to eat it, then it would be permissible. The Gemara now asks a question on Reish Lakish. Meisive, Eiver sheyotza miktasai choysech ad makom shemagia le'etzem, v'koylef ad shemagia le'perek v'choytech. The halacha is that a part of the Karban Pesach that went out from the province of the Ir HaKodesh of Yerushalayim, and part of the Karban Pesach, part of a limb of the Karban Pesach, went outside the boundaries. The halacha is that one strips the area of the Aver up until you reach a joint, and you cut it at the joint. Now, after it's been stripped, there is no meat on it. And then, why do you need to wait to break it at the joint? Why can't you break it there? According to Reish Lakish, there's no basar on that area. Even though there's kazayis basar makom acher, according to Reish Lakish, there isn't an isser of shviras etzem in such a case, in contradistinction to Rabbi Yochanan. V'yamid eivar shein alav kazayis basar makom zeh, v'yesh makom acher ein bo mishum shviras etzem, lomali dekolif hachi megila perek, why do you have to strip and then break it at the joint, which is not Shvir Sesem? Niklof Bey Purta, let him peel a little bit away, that there's no longer a Kizayis Basar in that area. Vinisvere, and then break it over there. The tuf and the shin is interchangeable, Aramaic and Hebrew, so it's Vinishbere, Vinitbere, break it. Abaye Amr Mishum Pekpaka. Abaye says we're afraid of the bone splintering in another area as well. Since we're afraid that it'll splinter somewhere else, so then in such a case, even though at that moment where he's cutting, it's not a problem, but if it splinters somewhere else, there would be a problem. Ravina Omar Bikulis. Ravina said, we're talking about an area that has marrow. As we learned above, the area that has marrow is going to be usur to quote, to cut, and to break, if you don't intend to eat from the marrow. Ravina has a different teretz. Ravina Amar Bikulis. Ravina says that we're talking about the thigh of the animal, and that thigh of the animal has a lot of marrow, and that was the reason that it wasn't able to be broken over there. You put a big period over here, and now we have an entirely new Gemara. Our Gemara is going to be discussing the halachos of pigel, nosar, and tameh, which we'll explain in a moment. Why our Gemara all of a sudden goes to that topic? Some point out that the Gemara will bring a raya from the halacha of Eivar Shiyatza Miktsasai that we discussed on the bottom of Amud Beis in the beginning of today's shir, and that's why the Gemara goes on to a new topic. So you put a big period, Tanan Hasam. We learned over there earlier on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, HaPigol VaNoisar VaTameh MeTameh NesHayadayim, Pigol Nosar and Tameh, they all are MeTameh Yadayim. Really, min haTorah, they're not mitame, but midrabanan they were mitame. Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, chad omar bnei chashtekun. Rav Huna, Rav Chizda said the reason was because of kohanim, that we are afraid that there are kohanim that will intentionally try to be mefagel a person's karban, and so we want to discourage them by doing that. Those were kohanim that weren't scrupulous, that had some type of agenda and wanted to mess people over. So in such a case, we said, well, we'll mess you over too. And if you turned into pigle, then your yadayim become tameh. And others suggest it's because of the kohanim that were lazy and that weren't careful. So we wanted to get them to be more careful and say, well, if you're going to make pigle, there's going to be a price to pay. Mar masni a pigle, umar masni anosar. One learned his opinion of Chashdei Kuna versus Atzalei Kuna in regards to Pigel, the other Anosar. Man de Masnei Pigel, the one who said in regards to Pigel, that taught his teaching in regards to Pigel, Mishum Chashdei Kuna. That was a punishment for those who were Choshei, that they weren't scrupulous Kohanim. And therefore, we said, if you make something Pigel, then in such a case, your hands are going to become Tameh. Uman de Masnei Anosar, and those who said in the context of leaving over the meat, Mishum Atzalei Kuhuna. That was to discourage the lazy Kohanim who are more likely to produce Nosar. Mar Masni Kizayis and Mar Masni Kibetza. One learned that this shiur that we were discussing about being Matami Yadayim through Pigel, Nosar, and Tameh is talking about Kizayis. The other is a Beitza. Mad Masni Kizayis, the one who learned the Kizayis Ki Isura. It's like the regular shiur Isra Vachila. And the one who learned the shear of Beitza says, we don't look at it in terms of the shear of Achila, but we look at it in terms of the shear of Tuma. On this whole discussion of the Tuma B'Yadayim, because of Chashdei Kohanim and Atzilei Kohanim, we have the following question. Yodzei Gozra Bonin Tuma Olo. If there was an Isser Yetziah, Yadkachim that went out of the holy province of Yerushalayim, the Din Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, so then in such a case, did the Rabbanan create a Gzeira of Tumah on it or not? Mi Amrina Noser de Gazru Tumah Dasu Le Tzulebe. When it came to Noser, it was to protect from Atzlanim. Aval Yotzei Afuki B'Yadayim Lo Mafkile. But when it comes to Yotzei, we're not afraid that these Kohanim are going to take them out. Lo gozer by Rabbanan Tumah. So in such a case, Rabban did not create a gzera tumah. Odil maloshna, or do we say that they said it in regards to Yotze as well? Tashma, come in here. We'll bring a proof from the brisa that we learned on the bottom of Piv Dalid on the base. Eimer shiyotza miktsasa. If you have a limb that part of it went out, choseich ad shemagia leetzem, you could cut it until you reach that particular part of the bone. Vikolef, and then peel the flat, the meat, achemigia leperek, until you reach the joint, vichotech, to be careful for shvir se'etzim. V'yamrit gozabrei rabbanon tumah, and if we're going to say that the rabbanon created gzera tumah, kichotech le mayhave, if you cut it at the joint, how's it going to help? Ha'mekamitame le tumah story, ha'kamitame le, you're going to end up being metame, the inside of the limb. And if you're going to be metame, the inside of the limb, so then in such a case, you've made the entire aver tame. Must be that the halachi is the aver shiyatza miktsaso that doesn't create tumas biyodaim. Says Gemara, no, that's not such a proof. Tumas starim hi. V'tumas starim lo metamia. We're talking about contracting tuma on the inside of the limb. That will not create tumah because it's on the inside. Tumas starim lo mitanya. The Gemara now asks, we've only answered if we're talking about the opinion that says that they're attached by tumas starim and tumas starim lo mitanya. But what happens if we don't consider them attached? So then in such a case, you have part of the aver that is connected to a joint that's touching each other. Okay, they're not considered attached, but rather they're nagu. Ukamanda mafris tummy, they're considered separate. So now you're no longer suggesting that they're going to become tummy because of tumas starim. So then you're asking that should be considered, then it should become tummy. Alts tumas nigia. Ma'ika lememar. Hakanagi ba'adadu. Kamitame. They're going to touch each other and become tummy. Elamanda masni kizayis. We're going to have to qualify that this brisa that we brought up about Eiver Shiyatza Miktsaso, that we're talking about where there isn't a kezayis of the limb to be able to become tameh, there isn't a kebetza. And if we're not talking about where there isn't a kezayis or a kebetza, then there isn't an issue of tumah. Now the Gemara goes back to the original question, and that is, did the Chacham create the gzera by Tumas Hayotze? Toshma, Hamotzi Basar Pesach, Michabura Lechabura. If you take the carbon Pesach from one Chabura, it was supposed to be eaten in Chabura A, and you took it to Chabura P, Afal Pishu Belosa Se Tahar. Even though that's an Isur, the Gemara will, later on will spell out what Isur that is. There wasn't the gzera of Tuma Biyadayim that was made in such a case. What does it mean that it's tahar? My lav tahar va'aser. It must be that it's tahar, but nevertheless prohibited. Diyotze mechabura lechabura, because he took from one chabura to the next. Kayotze, excuse me, kiyotze chutz mechitzas adamel, and it's considered as if it was taken outside the mechitzas Yerushalayim umifsel, and it becomes pasul. Vafilu hachi katani tahar, and nevertheless we learned that the halacha is that it's tahar. Alma loygoz rabbanon tuma. So we see from here that the Rabbanan weren't goyzer tuma for the Karim Pesach that's taken outside of Yerushalayim. Answers the Gemara, loy, maybe that's not a proof. Tahar umutter to yotze mechabura lechabura. Lav ki yotze chutz mechitzas adami velo mifsal. And it doesn't become pasul like the halacha chutz mechitzas. But we're not saying that it's like which is pasul and tahar. No, we haven't inferred that the halachi of chutz mechitzaso is tahar because it could very well be that we're not comparing it at all to yotze mechabura lechabura. Asks the Gemara, is that really so? Could you say yotze mechabura lechabura is not pasul? V'katani seifa, but didn't we learn in the seifa ha'ichla hareze belosa say that if you eat that which came out of the chabura, that's a lav. Rashi tells us now the lav. Lo yachal ki kodesh heim. Any kodesh that's posel is an iser lav. And nevertheless, even though the fact that it's an iser lav and it's posel, nevertheless we see that at the end of the day, it becomes tahar. So maybe the same halacha would apply to chutz l'mechitzaso. So the Gemara says, well, I have another rejoinder to this raya. Maybe you cannot infer that you could apply that halacha to chutz l'mechitzaso. Bishleim man amar kibetza, disbeik izayis v'lesbeik kibetza. According to Amanda Amar, that says that there's a requirement of kibetza in order to be metami yadayim. We're talking about a case where there's a kizayis, but not a kibetza. Ela man amar kizayis ma'ikal meimar. We have a strong proof that that which has an isur yotzia doesn't become tamei. Ela b'yotzei pesach loy mi boilan delo gaz rabbanim b'tumah. No, when it comes to yotzei pesach, there you can't infer what the halach is going to be when it comes to yotzei mirushalayim, because the rabbanon did not make a gzeira in regards to carbon pesach, only in regards to yotzei. My time, what's the reason? B'nei Chabur is reason, hein? In general, the B'nei Chabur Azariz, Umazir, Zahiribe, and in general, we don't need to make a separate takana and punish people because the B'nei Chabur are his reason. Elaki Kami Boilan, when do we have a shayla? Continues the Gemara on the bottom line, Peheyam and Aleph. Be yotzei, be kachim. What would be in regards to yotzei and kachim? My teku. So that we leave off as a kasha. That is a teku, tishbi yitaritz, kushios v'abayas. Beis Hashem, we should be zeicha, el yoa novi, should be mevaser, the geula, as we come closer to the time of Kedusha and Tahara. The Gemara continues three lines from the end of Peheo Menalf. Umoitzi b'sar pesach, mechabura lechabura. That one is allowed to take out the b'sar pesach from one chabura, but not allowed to bring it to another chabura. That is going to be osur. Motzi b'sar pesach mechabura lechabura minayin. How do we know that's osur? The sanya lo sotzi min habayis min habasar chutza. Ein li ela mi bayis lebayis. We know that there is a prohibition already to take it out of the house. There isn't a prohibition to remove it from room to room, but from the house it's osur. Mechabura lechabura minayin. Tamalomar chutza. Chutza achilasa. You can't take it out from the achil. So that means if there are two chaburas eating in one house, you can't take it from one chabura to the next. Amar Rabbi Yami, Hamoitz b'sar pesach mechabur lechabur, ein chayv atchiniach hotza. Atchiniach, excuse me. Until you put it back by the other, put it down by the other chabura. Again, Rabbi Yami teaches that the iser of moitz b'sar pesach mechabur lechabur, you're only over it when you put it down in that room of the other chabura. Hotza k'siv beikis Shabbos. The lashon is loisaitzi, and that's similar to halacha Shabbos. Ma Shabbos ad the avid akira v'anocha, afachinami ad the avid akira v'anocha. There has to be an akira and an anocha that takes place. Masav Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel. This yisod that you need an akira and anocha for the iser of mechabura lechabura. We have a kashan from Zvachim. Hayisayv l'naisay b'maitos. The paraman is rafin. For example, the par sir yom akipurim. Ah. Here we have the connection to the Inyana de Yoma, the seer of the Yom HaKippurim, that they would take them out to the distance of three machanos to burn them. The Torah Kedoshah describes, for those who carry it out, those who burnt it would cleanse their clothing, and the Tumah fell onto them the moment that they left the Azara. What happens if the ones who are carrying it already walked out of the Azara? That's when the moment that Tumah kicks in. But the ones behind them who are carrying them on the other side of the poles did not leave. The first ones already have Tumas Begadim. And there was no Hanacha. V'alo Nachu. So we see that when it comes to the Isser of Hotzah, you don't need a Hanacha. As is the Gemara, who Maisel Lavum Mefarikla Binagrorin. We're talking about where they were dragging it on the ground. Since they were dragging it on the ground, so then in such a case, there was a Hanacha. We begin Be'ezer Hashem Anu Mishneh, Ever Shiyatza Mikzasek. If you have a limb, that part of it went out of Yerushalayim. So what we analyzed earlier is the subject of this Mishnah. That's what Rashi tells us in the first Rashi. Then Chosech, you could cut that Aver Achemegiel Etzem until you reach the bone. V'koylef Achemegiel Perek. Then you peel it until you reach the joint. V'chosech, and then cut it because of the Yisr Shviras Etzem. Will be Mikdashin, but if you're dealing with Hegdish, where there is no Isser Shviris Etzem, Koitzetz Bekupitz, Shein Bo Mishum Shviris Etzem. Then you could use a butcher's knife and just draw a line where it went out and cut it right off over there. What is considered exactly the boundary of going outside of the walls of Yerushalayim? Min ha'agaf ulefnim kifnim, kilefnim, from the wall, including the thickness of the wall, all of that is considered on the inside. Think about a thick wall. Be'ezer Hashem, I'll be standing tonight in the old city with the Anshe Yerushalayim HaKadoshim, as we're mechaper, as we're mevakesh, excuse me, for a kapara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of Klal Yisrael. And in the walls of the old city, of course, many of you are familiar that the walls are quite thick. So if you're standing in between, in a doorway, which is inside the thickness of the walls, you're not in, but you're not out. So the halacha tells you that you're in. As long as you're within the walls of Kedusha, you're in. Min agaf ulefnim kilefim. Min agaf ulechutz, but on the outside, kilechutz. Hachalonos v'ove achama kilefnim. Similarly, the window spaces and the thickness of the walls is considered inside Yerushalayim. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, v'chein l'tfila. The same halacha applies in regards to tefillah. Maybe we could say al pi chasidus, that as long as a person attempts to be within the walls, even if for whatever reason he's not entirely in, Kadosh Baruch Hu pulls him in. As long as you're on the doorway, you're in. Pliga d'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. D'Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Afilu mechitza shel barzel einu asekes ben Yisrael avim shebashamayim. What are we talking about over here in regards to tefillah? Whether you're included in the minyan. So to be included in the minyan, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says that if you're in the doorway, that's considered enough. The Gemara says in its Hava Mina, Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi had a famous line that says, even if there's a steel wall, there isn't a steel wall that breaks between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That seems to indicate that you could even be on the outside as well. Says the Gemara, Gufa Kasha. But on the other hand, there's a stira in the Mishnah. Amrit min agaf ulefnim kilefnim. It sounds like in the Reisha that we're precluding the inside and saying that if you're in between the walls, it's considered outside. It seems to be that in the agaf itself, it's considered as if you're in the inside. So Gemara gives a fascinating answer. Like Kasha, Kam Bishare Azara, Kam Bishare Yerushalayim. It depends if we're talking about the gates of the Azara or we're talking about gates of Yerushalayim. When we're talking about the gates of Yerushalayim, so then in such a case, being in between the walls is not enough. Then you're considered on the outside. Rashi explains, because they weren't mekadesh the thickness of the walls of Yerushalayim. No matter how thick they made those walls, it depends on the Kedusha. When they gave Kedushas HaMakom to Yerushalayim, the Lach Metoda, so then, in such a case, they did not include the thickness of the walls. However, they did include the thickness of the walls when it came to the Azara. D'amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, like Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak taught, b'pnei ma lo niskatshu shari Yerushalayim, why is it that they weren't mekadesh shari Yerushalayim? M'pnei shematzoroin meginin tachteim b'chamo. Because we wanted to help the Mitzorayim out. So Rabbos, how you think you hear as we go to Yerushalayim, what the Nevi'im were thinking about? They were thinking about the Mitzorayim, the outcasts, when they created the Kedusha, that they should have a place, and hence they held back from being Mekadesh, the interior walls. Why is it that the gate of Nikanor, which is right by the Azara, which is the eastern part, the gate of the eastern wall of the Azara, that did not have Kedusha, Mipneshim Mitzaron Omdim Shal Machnisim Bonos Yodam. That's where the Mitzaron would stick their hands in, because the blood from the carbon can't come out of the Azara, but the Mitzaron can't go in. So there was a beautiful Pshara. And that beautiful Pshara was that the area between the walls, the Shar itself, the actual threshold did not have Kedusha, hence they were able to stand there, put their thumbs out, and the Kohanim were able to stick their hands from the area of Kedusha with the Dam and put it on their hands. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Pei Hei in Maseches Pesachim. The Daf has this fascinating reference to the Par and Seir Yom HaKippurim, the Parim HaNisrafim. You could reflect on the Iyun of that Sugya Be'ezer Hashem on Yom HaKippurim itself, as well as there's definitely Al Pi Avoda, a lot of symbolism here of being inside and being outside. A person has just simply the desire to walk in. Zeh Hashar LaShem. He just simply has the desire to be connected to the gate, even if he can't entirely walk in. But there, once he puts himself next to the Shar, he's drawn in to Kedushas HaMikdash. And there are so many things that we feel that we wished that we'd be stronger on. But as long as we put ourselves in the Shar, then Be'ezer Hashem will be Zoche to the Kedusha and Tahara of the Mikdash that came along on Yom HaKippurim. We shall all be Zoche to a day of Kedusha and Tahara and Slicha and Kapara. We just spoke about this yesterday, that may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Siyata D'Shmaya and the Eitza Nechona. We tried to discuss what the Eitza would be, to be able to be Mamshich, the Kedushas Hayom, and even more practically, the Tshuva that every single one of us is involved in as we get closer to the Yom HaKadosh V'Atar. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Pehei in Maseches Pesachim.